The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
It was almost exactly 1 year ago that our next guest got a call from the President of the United States imploring him to just find a few more votes for him in the Georgia presidential election. Those votes just weren't there, and we've heard portions of the phone call. He's written about it and about the fallout from that in a new book. Joining us right now is Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger. Secretary Raffensperger, good morning, and thanks for being with us today.
Good morning.
First of all, why the book? What made you decide that you wanted to detail this in a book?
Well, I wrote Integrity Counts to tell my story, because the story really has serious implications for our democracy. And so I go through the book point by point and give people all the information. We were facing a cascade of falsehoods and other information that just was not supported by the facts. So it's a fact-based book that I'm an engineer and I'm good with numbers. So I just go through and knock every rumor down and every false number that was ever put out there. And so looking forward to taking some questions from your listeners this morning.
Well, how frustrating is it for you, Secretary Raffensperger, to know in your heart of hearts that this was a true election result, and to be to have it called into question time and time again, not just by the president, but by so many of his supporters?
Well, I understand that. On our best day in Georgia, we have maybe 40,000 Twitter followers, and President Trump had 80 million. And you had people out there just slicing and dicing videos to make it show their narrative, but it wasn't false. It wasn't the true narrative. It was a false narrative. And so we pulled in the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. We pulled in the FBI to verify what had happened, and they showed that there wasn't anything there. So we know that we stand on the truth. But here's some three data points that really will help people understand what happened in Georgia. 28,000 people, Georgians, when they went to vote, they skipped the presidential ballot. They didn't vote for Vice President Joe Biden. They didn't vote for President Trump. Didn't vote for the Libertarian. They just left it blank, and yet they voted down ballot. And Senator David Perdue, he actually got 20,000 more votes in the Republican areas of Atlanta and Athens. And in the Republican congressional districts, the Republican congressman got 33,000 more votes than President Trump. And so those are just hard, cold, brutal facts about what had happened. And that should give people some perspective. There was just a tail off at the top of the ticket.
Yeah, that's interesting. I hear so many really smart Republicans, grounded, level-headed, when you ask them, was the presidential election stolen? Was the election stolen from Donald Trump? They say, well, and they won't say it was stolen, but they won't say that it was right either. They'll say, well, there were a lot of, discrepancies. There were some shady things going on. What do you say to those Republicans?
Well, I'll say what George Patton said. Moral courage is the most valuable and usually the most absent characteristic in men. And so you have a lot of people that are just fearful, what the retribution will be to them. But my book is based on all the facts. And so I go through that point by point, because in my phone call with President Trump, he said that 5,000 dead people voted. There's actually less than five. And so I was uniquely prepared, though, for all this stolen election claims, because Stacey Abrams, when she ran for governor in 2018, the very first thing she did, she said she couldn't concede, because of voter suppression. And so we had been facing, from her, we had 9 lawsuits the first day I took office. And so we had been beating back those stolen election claims. And so voter suppression, voter fraud, they're really the same coin, just two different sides of it. And both of them undermine confidence in the people on the election integrity. And that's not helpful for America. We run fair and honest elections in Georgia, but really nationwide. We're really good at it as Americans.
We're talking with Georgia's Secretary of State the author of Integrity Counts, Brad Raffensperger. What has the fallout been for you in these months since the November 2020 election? What sort of retribution have you had to face from the former president, from the Republican establishment?
Well, there's been a lot of blame shifting because the Republican Party here in Georgia didn't have an absentee ballot chase program. They didn't really have a ground game like the other side did. The other side, the Democrats, were very well funded. You know, they played for keeps. Back in 2018, when Stacey Abrams ran, it's the very first time that the Democrats actually got more absentee ballots than the Republicans did. So when the Republicans put in no excuse absentee voting in 2005, they did that and they thought that they could run the tables forever. And so Stacey Abrams finally turned that tables on Republicans in 2018. And then in 2020, they just continued to, you know, win on that one part of the election. So Republicans turned people out on the day of election, early voting, and the Democrats were doing a very strong absentee ballot program with an absentee ballot chase program. People were getting texted daily about getting their absentee ballots in. So it was a very robust campaign, and they were well-funded. I think on my side, Republican side, people understand that we really need to, you know, up our game and really up our investment in really running campaigns.
How do we put this behind us, this notion that if you lose an election, you just say it was stolen and you ask for a recount after recount and you shift blame and things like that? How do we put this behind us and move forward to a more positive way of doing elections in this country?
Well, I think, first of all, one of the building blocks, probably the foundation stone, is integrity. Integrity counts, and without it, nothing really can happen because there's no trust. And if there's no trust, then how do you ever get anything done? And you're seeing that right now in Washington, D.C. I came out of the General Assembly in Georgia. I would think primarily a lot of the General Assemblies throughout our country actually get things done. First of all, they have to balance their budget. They have a set time for their sessions. And so they really have to figure out what can we do to move the people's agenda forward.
What do you suppose the 2024 election is going to look like? Are we going to have more accusations of voter fraud, or are there things that we can do to make sure that the next presidential election, or even the midterms next year, are safe and secure, and avoid all these threats and accusations?
Well, the reason I wrote Integrity Counts, I talk about Stacey Abrams and her stolen election claim narrative of voter suppression, is because I think the Democrats need to look at what that does and how that undermines trust. Likewise, on our side, we have to look at what happens when you talk about voter fraud. It undermines trust. So really, both sides need to stop it. Both sides need to put their heads down, run a race with integrity, with perseverance, and run your race hard. But at the end of the day, you have to realize if you come up short, you came up short because you came up short. There wasn't anything that happened. Look at in Michigan. You had Senator Ed McBroom put out a detailed report, about a 60-page report. He was looking for something, and he couldn't find anything. He wrote that report. And I believe that really took a lot of courage on his part. And if you have any doubts of why you should believe him, just remember what Paul Harvey said. And then God made a farmer. This man's a dairy farmer. He works 14, 16 hours a day. He's too honest, and he's too busy to be messing around with the people. He wants to give people the truth. And it's a hard truth for many of us on our Republican side. I know that my side is still grieving. You know, we're not real pleased with the direction of where things are going. I understand that, but that's why we really have to run, you know, a new race, and we'll see what happens in 2024. I think Youngkin in Virginia gives us a great model. Build a positive, uplifting, aspirational message that builds and expands the tent. It always works.
Integrity Counts by Brad Raffensperger. Secretary Raffensperger, thanks so much for your time this morning. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for telling us this story.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.